Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Bob Geismar, and welcome to another edition of One Thought Golf on Blog Talk Radio. It is Riviera Week. The Los Angeles Open, otherwise known as the Northern Trust Open, gets underway at the Riviera Country Club in Pacific Palisades, California, a couple of miles from the Pacific Ocean and not too far from the UCLA campus and Westwood, and a gorgeous place. We will talk extensively about that tournament. It is my favorite golf course on the PGA Tour, period. We'll talk a lot about that. We'll chat about Pebble Beach last week and a very improbable and fantastic win by Vaughn Taylor, a strategy for your game, and a couple other tidbits. But let's get started by talking about our man Phil Mickelson, who I had said will never win another tournament again, and I was almost wrong. He came so close to winning this past week on the PGA Tour. He misses a 5 to 6 foot putt to get into a playoff with Vaughn Taylor, who made an incredible charge on the back nine, birdieing 13, 14, 15, and 16. Four consecutive birdies, barely missing birdies on 17 and 18 that would have sealed the deal. Phil made a spectacular birdie on 16 and 17 to stay alive, and unbelievable, misses the easiest of the putts, if you will, or at least the shortest of the putts on 18, and failed to get in the playoff. And you know, there's two ways of looking at this for Phil. Pardon me, I'm still suffering from my bronchitis, as you know, for the last couple of weeks. There's two ways of looking at it. A lot of people think that it's encouraging for Phil that he's getting closer and that he'll surely win this year. The other way to look at it is he'll probably never have a better chance to win. And frankly, that's the way I look at it, unfortunately, for Phil. First of all, he had a two-stroke lead going into the final round. It was a leaderboard that didn't have any dynamic to it, and that's not taking anything away from any of the guys on the leaderboard, but no one on that first page of the leaderboard had won more than one tournament in their entire career on the PGA Tour. Jason Day and Justin Rose were on the second page of the leaderboard and never made a threat on Sunday, so that was in his favor. Also, Pebble Beach, four-time champion. He just didn't come through. His nerves got to him. He made some really bad shots. He failed to get up and down five different times on the golf course, which is unlike Phil. So I think it was his best chance. Pebble Beach is a great place for Phil. He was the only player on the first page of the leaderboard not under par on Sunday. Disappointing for Phil, but you know, it was unbelievably great to see a guy like Vaughn Taylor, who was struggling on the Web.com tour for a couple of years, was sick as a dog in Bogota, Colombia the week before, on the Web.com tour, flew to Pebble, got in. He was actually an alternate, got in the tournament as a past champion on the PGA Tour. He had won the Barracuda twice, gets in the tournament, relaxed all week, wins the golf tournament, now has all of the accolades and all of the amenities that go with winning. And, of course, he is in the Northern Trust Open this week at Pacific Palisades. So a hearty congratulations. There's always two sides to every story. Disappointment for Phil, and it's an amazing enthusiasm and a well-deserved victory for Vaughn Taylor. So that we'll put that aside. But remember, I'm still taking more emails. Will Phil Mickelson ever win another golf tournament? I say no. I'm not going to tell you what the numbers are, but a lot of people write me. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. I love your comments. bob@bobgeismar.com. Write me, let me know your thoughts. Okay, now on to Riviera, 144-man field, 18 major champions, by far the deepest field of the year so far on the PGA Tour. That is not unlike Riviera. A lot of the guys love to play it. Adam Scott's in it, for example. Rory McIlroy has never played it. He's in it for the first time. And Sergio Garcia, just to give you three names who haven't played yet on the PGA Tour, they're playing this week. Okay, so let's take a look at some of the featured groups that I'm really excited about. I love the golf course, as I mentioned to you. There are short par fours and long par fours, short par fives and long par fives. Freddie Couples has won the tournament, and Corey Pavin has won the tournament. So anyone can win this one. They call it Hogan's Alley. Mr. Hogan won it three times, but actually Lloyd Mangrum won it four times, and he's not the only one. I'm checking my statistical record book. There is another man who won it four times. I'm going to tell you in just a second as I look it up. McDonald Smith won it four times also. Arnold Palmer, three-time champion. Sam Snead has won it a couple of times. A great golf course brings out the best in the very best players. Gene Littler, Billy Casper, Hale Irwin, the list goes on and on. It's a who's who. It's got its own all-star 90-year Hall of Fame contributors who have won this event. So that's part of the charm of the L.A. Open. It hasn't always been played at Riviera. It's been played at many other golf courses in the Los Angeles area. But it's settled on Riviera, basically almost exclusively over the last 40, 45 years. Deep field, 18 major champions. And some of the groups that I'm really excited, Bubba Watson, Justin Rosen, the defending champion, James Hahn, J.B. Holmes, Billy Haas, Brian Gay, Hideki Matsuyama, young man who won a couple of weeks ago in Phoenix, with Rory McIlroy, and Matt Kuchar, who's playing there, Harrington, Padraig Harrington, who will defend next week at the Honda, with Ernie Els and Jimmy Walker, Vaughn Taylor, Stuart Sink, Retief Goosen. Here's a sneaky group. Scott Brown, Graham Dillette, and a guy who's playing pretty good golf, Andrew Loop. How about that kid? Watch for him this year. Definitely playing a lot better golf. Dustin Johnson, Adam Scott, and Sergio are playing together. That's an interesting group. Let's see. Jamie Lovemark with Francesco Molinari, and Gary Woodland, who's also played well here in the past. Jordan Spieth is in the event with Justin Thomas and Freddie Couples. Interesting group there. Jason Duffner, J.J. Henry, Brian Harman. So you get the picture. It is an all-star, best field of the year. Hopefully the weather will hold out and be really good in Southern California. Love it. Great amphitheater at the 18th, a great finishing hole. Again, short par fours, long par fours. You got to think your way around Riviera. I'll have my picks for the champion at Riviera momentarily. Okay, now it's time for my strategy. And my strategy is for average golfers to think athletically, not recreationally. And we have talked about this in the past. It's worth talking about again. I want you to think like an athlete, not necessarily, you know, a world-class athlete who's trying to throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball or run a 4-minute mile. What we're trying to do is get you to not worry about a bad shot, get right back on the horse. Remember, the quarterback who throws the interception, he's got to go right out there on the field again the next time and forget that interception. The pitcher who throws the home run ball before the guy crosses home plate, he sure better forget that. So you got to have a very short memory, and you got to really stay as focused in that instant as you possibly can. And what you do is you stay focused in that instant, and you absorb yourself in that one shot that you're working on at that instant. And that's what athletes do. They don't think in the past. They don't think too far in the future. They envelop themselves in that second and that moment. That will help you in your process and your system to be a better golfer each and every time out. Okay, that's my strategy for today. Now, excuse me, now my pick. My picks, as you know, I get 3 picks each week, and here they are. I've got Harris English, Graham Dillette, and Dustin Johnson. That's English, Dillette, and Dustin Johnson for this week's event, the Northern Trust Open in Pacific Palisades at the Riviera Country Club in Southern California. A George Thomas design, I might add, 1928. Mr. Thomas designed a lot of golf courses in Southern California, Bel Air, Thousand Oaks. He did a lot of golf course design in the late 20s and early 30s. And this is a gem. There's no doubt about it. And you have to think your way and position your golf ball around the golf course. Well, that is my show for this week. Love to hear from you on the Phil subject, on anything else to do with the world of golf. I'm available. It's bob@bobgeismar.com. That's B-O-B at B-O-B-G-E-I, S as in Sam, M-A-R.com. So until next week when we preview the Honda Classic as the tour comes to the Florida Swing, Bob Geismar saying thank you so very kindly for being with me, and so long for now.